And as I say, I realised I'd very little inner peace quite quickly. There's a text called the Bodhicaryavatara, an 8th century Buddhist text, very poetic but deeply philosophical. And in a particular chapter of that, when Shantideva, who's written the text, is talking about the development of patience, he says, "One's mind finds no peace, neither enjoys pleasure nor delight, nor goes to sleep, nor feels secure, while the dart of hatred is stuck in the heart." And I can still remember the first time I read that. It was a different translation, but I can still remember the first time I heard it as a reading in a devotional practice. And this dart of hatred in the heart, I felt it physically. I really had this sense that I was carrying around such a lot of that. I'd like to do a wee segue before I carry on here, just to look a little bit at the difference between anger and hatred. Because sometimes I think we get a feeling of anger, and of course one doesn't mean to act from that anger, but I think sometimes it's worth just thinking that the anger itself, in the sense of an arising feeling, is not necessarily always a bad thing. I think sometimes to block that anger or to somehow suppress the fact that we feel anger towards things can be quite unhelpful. And just, it's worth distinguishing between anger as a kind of feeling that arises, a response to something, and the actions that we then, engage in. And we can use anger as quite a positive fuel sometimes. And I think that's what, before I met Buddhism, I was incapable of doing. My anger did immediately just lead to more anger and rage and fury and hatred. So I think there's a difference between getting a sense. Often our sense of anger does come from seeing something that we feel is unjust, that we feel unhappy with, something that we feel really needs to change, and there can be a positive energy in that. But we need to learn, well, I say we, I mean maybe you don't, but many of us need to learn how to work with that kind of sense of anger when it does come up, and know how to use it to fuel positive action. And a lot of positive actions over the years have been fueled by that initial sense of an anger at injustice of some sort. So I think it's worth finding ways to work with anger rather than thinking. And I sometimes think, as Buddhists, you know, those of you who do consider yourselves to be following a Buddhist path, we can sometimes have slightly unrealistic ideas about that and think, oh my God, I shouldn't be angry. I'm a Buddhist, after all. But the actual feeling of anger, in a sense, is often a result of something past. It's not necessarily a cause for something future. So we can feel the sort of emotional heat of something, and there's a gap that we can sit in while we decide what to do with that. And for me, that's very much one of the things that meditation has given me, is an ability to sit in that gap and then act more skillfully, act more in line with my values and my principles, rather than just that kind of, you know, heat, anger, rage act that's, you know, I've been meditating for a long time, so it would be a wee bit shocking if I didn't have a bit of that. But I think even quite quickly I realised that meditation could give me that little, just that little edge, that little, gap between the feeling arising and then the act. And there are all sorts of ways that we can learn to work with that.